Hello and welcome to the 10th episode of HP Detectives. I'm Alex, Sam is out, but we have Liana back.
Hey guys.
Today we'll be talking about Bellatrix Lestrange. Before we get to that, Leon, do you want to read some of the top Harry Potter news stories from this week?
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe.
So, in Harry Potter, just something I learned about today, I was surprised that I didn't know it, that Rupert Grint has signed on to be in another Warner Brother movie. He's going to be in Driving Lessons.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was surprised about that. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. And also, something that, here, Leon, could you read this about what happened?
Sure. The pale blue 1962 Ford Anglia, which was driven by the boy wizard and friend Ron Weasley in the Chamber of Secrets, has turned up in the car park of a castle in Cornwall, just a few miles away from where it was stolen last October, 05. Earlier this week, a group of men, described as New Age travelers, tried to sell the car, which they claimed they found in a garage. However, the person they tried to sell it to pulled out of the sale when they realized the distinctive license plate 7990TD were missing. Do you want to read some?
Okay, soon afterwards, the vehicle, which had been towed as it does not have an engine, was dumped in the car park in Carnbury, Falmont, where it was discovered. Police Constable Tim Roberts said it seems to be in good order. It has been there for less than 24 hours. I would like to think that Harry Potter had driven it there to take part in some adventure at the castle, but the recent reality is it's probably a lot less interesting. Police forensic teams are now examining the car for fingerprints. Yeah. That was, I'm surprised that happened. Well, let's get to Bellatrix. Her age is unknown. She's probably in her mid-40s. Her house was Slytherin. Yeah, what thing is just when they're listing characters, they always say house. Who says it went to Hogwarts?
Well, I mean, if they didn't have
mm-hmm.
the house on there, then they obviously wouldn't have.
Yeah, they could have gone to another school.
Durmstrang. I was reading, I think it was the second Harry Potter, and I learned about another wizarding school, but I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, was it Hermione who looked it up? I remember Hermione looked up some other wizarding schools.
I can't remember, but I think it was, like, Justin, or Seamus or someone. Justin Finch-Fletchley, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying that they applied for that school, but they didn't get in, but they got to Hogwarts or something. I forget who it was, but it was really strange. It was,
but
like, Nert or something.
Do you apply to Hogwarts?
Or no, your name is down when you're born.
Yeah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Distinguishing characters, Bellatrix was once a handsome woman with thick, shiny, dark hair and heavily lidded eyes. Azkaban has left her gaunt with a skull-like face and slightly insane, fantastical gleam in her eyes. Her heritage, as we know, is pure blood. I was just reading the fifth book.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems to like to tease Harry. I wonder if there's a reason about that.
I don't know.
Yeah. A loyal member of the most noble and most ancient House of Black, she is married to Rodolphus Lestrange and his sisters Tonks and Narcissa Malfoy. Her cousins were Sirius and Regulus Black, both deceased. First mention was in Chapter 30 of Goblet of Fire. I'm not sure where that is. Bellatrix was probably born between 1950 and 1955 into the Prowley and Pureblood Black family, and like her cousin, Sirius was quickly immersed in the standing trappings of wizarding by a tree. So, what do you think of Narcissa?
She's a pretty prominent character in some of the books. And mostly from what we get of her, she is a pretty bad character.
Yeah,
and
she tortured the Longbottoms.
Yeah. She was definitely a big supporter of Voldemort, and she's pretty, you know.
Yeah, it just seems like a grim character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since we last did a podcast, I have updated HPA Tech's website to now include a link on every page to the home page, to our contact page, and to the top 10 Harry Potter sites. It's something that just counts who gets the most. Ooh, cool. We're ranked first.
Cool.
That's neat. Well, I can see some people have been clicking on it because we're first. Thanks a lot to whoever has visited our website and did it today. Someone did it today and clicked on the link, which has us in first place. We also have a counter until the next Harry Potter movie comes out. If you want this on your website, just run your cursor over the thing and just leave it there, and something will come up, and that will give you coding on how to put it on MySpace, a blog, or a website. And it also has a little just Harry Potter update thing at the bottom. Thanks to Leaky News. So, yeah, that was kind of a shock to see us ranked in number one out of all the Harry Potter sites.
I guess you guys are doing good.
Yeah, I guess we are. I was just going around MuggleNet's website, and I found recipes for Harry Potter things. It's under Media, it's Romerta's Recipes, and they have recipes for butterbeer, pumpkin juice, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin shake, tongue toffees, and treacle fudge, which all sound good.
Wow.
We might be putting a link. I probably will be putting a link to that on our website. Is there anything else that you are interested in just Harry Potter, Leona?
Not really.
Yeah, Harry Potter is such a wide thing. It's just hard to think of what to talk about.
I know. It's like at camp, they were having this. They had one of their classes was like a Harry Potter fan club thing that I went to, and we made butter beer and stuff. But they had this thing. They said, "Can you name all the brothers of Ron Weasley?" And mostly Bill and Charlie aren't in there so much. So I started with Percy, and the second that happened, they're like, "No," and I'm just like, "What?" And they're like, "You know, Bill and Charlie." I'm just like, "Oh yeah," and it's such a wide family, it's hard to remember. Like, everything's so spread out. There's
Yeah.
So many people connected to other people.
But Percy is part of the Weasley family.
Yeah, but you're supposed to start with, like, the highest one, which I believe is Charlie?
He's the oldest.
Yeah, it's Charlie, Bill, Percy, Fred, and George, and then Ron. Mm-hmm. And then, well, Ginny, but...
Yeah, Ginny, but he's not...
She.
She.
Isn't one of their brothers?
Yeah. So, we have been, we want to get more podcasts out. Our goal is to get one out a week, but, I'm having a bar mitzvah this summer, so I'm spending a lot of time working on that, and I'm not having time to work on the podcast. We should this summer be able to get one out once a week, once we're not having to study for school.
Yeah, spelling quizzes.
Yeah, there's that. But, yeah, we should probably be able to get one out a week, if once a week, if Sam could find the time.
Cool.
Yeah. So... yeah, I just hope that we can get some more out sometime. Yeah, I just had a fun idea. Why don't we call Sam?
Oh, cool. Where is he?
He's probably home, but this would be fun.
Maybe you guys should do that for one of your things.
Yeah.
Where you can, that'd be a fun thing. People can give you their numbers and you can call them and they can be on your podcast through this.
Yeah, I wonder. Well, Sam usually doesn't pick up his phone, so we might have to talk while his message goes. Hey, Sam!
Hi, Alex.
We're doing a podcast right now. We just thought it'd be fun to call you. It's me and Liana.
Okay. Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Hi, Liana.
Hi.
Yeah, we just thought it'd be a neat thing to do, just call you because you couldn't be here.
Okay.
So how's your studying going?
Quite well.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying how this summer we're going to hopefully get more out once school's out.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I think we could. Well, we have to get on with the podcast. Talk to you later.
Bye.
That was funny.
I know, he's just like, okay?
Yeah, he was like, oh, you called me.
Sort of just like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but... What we should do is we just call one random person every time.
I mean, that'd be something interesting to, mm-hmm. you know, start working on.
And, no, that'd be funny. If Sam's not on it, that'd be neat. What we could do is... If he really just doesn't want to answer his phone when we're trying to do a podcast, we can get him to start answering his phone, because we'll give one digit of his phone number away every time he doesn't answer.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be funny. He doesn't want anyone knowing his phone number.
Yep.
So, we'll probably get him to answer his phone when he gets a call when he knows we're doing a podcast.
Yep.
I just wish that he could actually find the time to do a podcast. But he really doesn't seem to care. So. So. Do you think... I think that'll be it for this episode.
Yep.
We'll try and have Sam back next week. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to visit hpdetectives.com.
Yeah, it's really cool. They've updated it.
You can also vote for us on Podcast Alley. We'll be putting a link up for that, too.
Cool.
Okay, bye.